If we get illusional into the lexicon, our work here is done. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. What up and welcome to Maggie and Perloff. Who says Aaron Rodgers isn't grinding tape? We'll get to that in just a little bit. However, Perloff and I both believe the Seahawks are making a huge mistake. We just think they're making big mistakes for two different reasons. Perloff thinks they're making a big mistake at quarterback for one reason. I think they're making a mistake at quarterback for another reason. Yet I feel like my wish is going to come true.
Wait. Let's just state what it is they're actually going to do first, in our opinion.
Okay, so the fact that the Seahawks have come out, Pete Carroll has come out, not vehemently, but said, you know, no intention of trading for a veteran quarterback, nothing like that, means obviously they're going to be trading for a quarterback. I mean, this is no disrespect to Pete Carroll. It's every head coach who would be in this situation. Perloff, it's a must-lie situation.
I don't think so. I think they're not going to trade for one. They're going to sign one, Maggie.
Why? Because Baker Mayfield's going to be cut.
Or somebody else is going to come loose. Yeah, I don't think they're going to trade for one. I think, honestly, yes, I think they're going to sign one. The way Pete Carroll said it, it was like, we're not trading for one. It's almost, you can hear a wink to the camera, meaning we're going to wait for Baker Mayfield to get cut and then get him on the cheap.
Right, so this is why we can't really take Pete Carroll at his word. Let's go in the wake back machine to March 3rd, 2022. This is when Pete Carroll was asked whether or not the team was trading or talking about trading Russell Wilson. Here's what he said.
At this time of year, you know, there's conversations about everybody. We talk about everybody. And that's commonplace for us to have conversations with teams about all of the players, particularly marquee players. And that's not changed. It's been the same every year we've been there. So it's the same as it's been. We have no intention of making any move there. But the conversations, John has to feel those, he always has. But nothing specific.
Okay, well, somewhere in that word soup, Pete Carroll actually
lied his face off.
Totally lied his face off. And 13 days later, Russell Wilson was headed to the Denver Broncos. So yesterday, when Pete Carroll is talking about trading for a quarterback, forgive us if we can't really buy this at face value.
I don't see us, you know, making a trade for anybody at all. I don't see that happening. But we're certainly going to continue to be open to the chances to help our club. And meanwhile, we're just going to be battling and competing our tails off. But that's, you know, there's always a possibility. So we keep open to that.
Yeah, it's happening. Just whatever the terms are with Baker Mayfield that have to get worked out. Like, I think this is what should happen. And this is where I think the Seahawks would be making a mistake if they do not get Baker Mayfield on their roster.
Well, I think, but to take a step back, I think they will not trade for him because they would have had to trade before the draft to give a pick to the Browns, unless it's next year's pick. But I feel like they're really waiting. It's like a game of chicken with the Browns.
Totally.
The Browns are saying, well, somebody's going to trade for him. And the Seahawks are like, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to give up anything and pay his full salary.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's like, are we just like parsing words here? Like, I think that whether it's a trade or whether it's that Baker gets cut and is signed by the Seahawks, somehow he is going to find his way to Seattle.
I agree. Okay. We're in total agreement.
We're in agreement about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he gets cut by the Browns. Most likely scenario is he gets cut by the Browns and signs with the Seahawks. But here's the thing about the Seahawks and the approach that he's taking right now.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll. What's Pete Carroll's most famous move in his entire coaching history?
Malcolm Butler at the goal line.
No. A move that he did. Brilliant move that not horrible, horrible mistake.
Oh, sorry. What is he most known for?
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely that Super Bowl.
You're absolutely right. Not handing it to Marshawn Lynch is number one.
Yeah.
What's number two?
Finding Russell Wilson?
Yes. Starting Russell Wilson is a third round pick over their highly priced free agent.
Right.
He likes to zig when others zag a quarterback.
Okay.
So they sign Matt Flynn for a huge contract. Then they start Russell Wilson. I think part of him wants to start Drew Lock or Geno Smith and show the NFL that he has this genius contrarian quarterback take. The other thing about him is all the analytics say throw the ball in first down.
Right.
Anybody who listens to any single NFL podcast knows this. What does Pete Carroll do every single drive? Hand off first down. Hand off second down.
Old school in that way.
He's so old school. And not only that, they drafted Rashad Penny in the first round. Doesn't do anything. Last year, catches red hot fire at the end of last year. Averages 150 yards per game his last month. Then what do? They draft another running back this year, Kenneth Walker, Heisman candidate.
Yep.
They're so committed. Pete Carroll is so old school in his run game, and he just wants to prove that he can do it his way, and he's 70, and he doesn't care anymore. He's the old coach.
Wait a minute.
He doesn't care anymore. No, I don't think, yes, logically, what you're saying is logically they should bring in Baker Mayfield, and I do think they probably will end up doing that, but I do think a big part of Pete Carroll wants to win his way.
Okay, so this is shades of, remember when Bruce Arians, before Brady came back, or maybe it was right after Brady came back, I think he was talking to Peter King, and he was like, part of me just wanted to go into the season with Blaine Gabbert
yes.
and say, bleep yes. everybody, I can yes. win with Blaine Gabbert, I don't need Tom Brady, okay.
That old man coach energy okay. is just like, I'll play who I want at quarterback.
I know, but the thing about that is, I can't have it both ways here. Either Pete Carroll is like, I don't care about the record, but I'm going to show people that you can win. I don't care if we make the playoffs necessarily, but I'm going to show people you can win with this style. Or he's so addicted to winning that he'll do whatever it takes, and Baker Mayfield would be an obvious fit. I can't have it both ways, right?
Well, I don't think it's an obvious fit too, because what if Baker Mayfield is good enough to get them to 10-7?
Right. Okay. So
then you have a problem on your hand.
Okay. But as we said yesterday, good problem or bad problem?
That's a horrible problem, because you'd have to pay him in this quarterback market. They would have to commit to him. If they make the playoffs.
Okay, you don't have to do anything,
if
right?
If you make the playoffs.
But here's the thing. They made the playoffs in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, and a year later kicked him to the curb. And we find out from that ESPN piece from yesterday that it wasn't just Deshaun Watson. They told Baker Mayfield and his representatives they were going after Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. I mean, I don't know how they...
Can't blame him for that.
Of course not, but it wasn't just oh my goodness, Deshaun Watson fell in our lap or else we would have been with Baker. They were out looking for his replacement no matter what.
Yeah, but he was coming off a terrible season. This is a do or die, basically his contract is up. They have to pay him if he has one good year, and that's a risk for a franchise.
So not everybody's getting Deshaun Watson money, number one. Not everyone's getting Josh Allen money. Not everyone's getting Mahomes money. There is a world and a universe where you can pay a quarterback, but you don't have to go to the absolute tippy top of the market. So that would be one thing I would say. Ryan Tannehill did that.
Derek Carr just got $40 million a year.
But it's a short-term deal. See, you can do those kinds of things where if you're the Seahawks, you don't have to necessarily commit to Baker in terms of long-term years. You can go high money, short year, something like that. And then you can still draft your quarterback and have him sit for a year behind Baker. You could do the whole Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes thing if you actually identify a quarterback you want in the 2023 draft.
That just sounds lovely.
I made it so easy
for
them.
Right, because having a non-paid Baker Mayfield would be just so much fun there in Seattle. Are you kidding me? This is a recipe. First of all, it's already a recipe for disaster. What do you think Baker's going to say when it's 3rd and 9, about 8 drives in a row? He's not going to like the style there. Trust me, they were lucky to have Russell Wilson. A lot of quarterbacks would not want to play in Seattle under Pete Carroll.
But Perloff, what are his options? Carolina said no.
Just because he doesn't have options doesn't mean he's going to be happy.
So this is where you and I might differ a little on Baker, because I'll give him credit, and I don't want to seem like I'm a Baker apologist, but I will give him credit that this guy's going to be on a one-man revenge tour. This is like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie. Revenant, whatever, the one with the bear. I think the stakes were a little higher in the movie, just roll with it. He's going to be the guy who's just on this one-man band, just wanting to get back at everyone for all these perceived wrongs. I mean, somehow a guy who was the number one overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner turned himself into an underdog. You really have to have some real mental gymnastics to try to work yourself up into that.
Baker's that's his thing. I mean, since he transferred from Tech, he's always had that chip on his shoulder. I'm with the market. The market clearly does not value Baker Mayfield. I'm with them. I don't see it.
Right. So then if he does go to Seattle, and he's obviously a better quarterback than Drew Lock and Geno Smith. We can agree on that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. So he's a better he'd be their best option next year. But you're right. The market is not saying throw $200 or $150 million at Baker Mayfield. So I don't think the Seahawks would have to.
See, I disagree on that.
Just because you bring him in, you got to pay him. This is what your 76ers are going through with James Harden right now. And everyone's telling him, don't do it. You don't have to do it.
Well, sticking bigger picture in the NFL, this quarterback salary thing is a real issue. I mean, I think it's something that teams have to talk about and face. In an ideal world, you'd almost have a separate salary cap for quarterbacks, because their value is immense.
It's
huge.
Astronomical.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is worth $100 million a year, no doubt about it. But you can't build a team with those guys. I think you're going to have to pay Baker. I mean, Derek Carr, $40 million is a lot.
No kidding. It's so, a lot, but it's not for a long time.
Well, 3 years of $40 million, like that's a lot. Like, even you want to make that commitment to Baker Mayfield? Are you that sure?
Well, I mean, a 3 year deal that's actually a 2 year deal or something like that, I would do that if I'm the Seahawks.
The Panthers don't even want to pay him $18 million this year.
That's because they're already paying someone $18 million in Sam Darnold. They already made a mistake, and so they're trying to, like, you know, I think they made a calculation like we messed up. Paying Sam Darnold too much, we made our bed, we got to sleep in it. Let's draft Matt Corral.
But if you combine Baker and Sam Darnold, you're still $5 million below Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I think it's more of they don't view Sam Darnold as that different than Baker Mayfield.
They'd be wrong about that.
We'll see.
I mean, that would be wrong. I know that Sam Darnold had terrible teams around him, but Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback. And the other part, too, is like, and again, I don't want to come off like a Baker apologist here, but it was a guy who had, three different head coaches and four different offenses in his years in Cleveland. This wasn't exactly like any kind of stability, you know, nothing there. And so I'm not, you know, going to say that he's your long-term solution. But if I'm the Seahawks and I'm trying to be competitive this year, I'm sorry. We talked about delusional and lusional. You are delusional if you think that Drew Lock and Geno Smith are going to get you anywhere near the playoffs.
I don't know. Hand the ball off every time, play defense. They drafted heavy, heavy defense, heavy offensive line, heavy run game. I don't think you're going to win Baker Mayfield either. So what's honestly like? I think you could
you think
get
Baker's good for a win or two.
I don't think they're going to win at a high level with Baker Mayfield. So I feel like the best thing that could happen, they get in this limbo state where they're stuck with Baker Mayfield and they're not sure what to do. I mean, you could be right. Maybe he's going to be a Pro Bowler there.
Well, here's
and he's
a question.
Good, but I think that there's too much fear. I don't think they're excited about Baker Mayfield.
Okay, well maybe, or they're just playing the game. You know, they don't want to show outwardly they're excited in public because then the Browns will know they kind of have them on the hook or whatever. Like, it's a poker face type of thing. But here's another question for you. We talked about this year's quarterbacks who came out in the draft. Remember, and it was Davis Mills would have been the top-rated quarterback if he came out this year as opposed to last year, right?
Yeah.
Say we did that thing where we put Baker Mayfield up against any of the quarterbacks from next year. Again, this is thought to be a better class, but what do we really know? You've mentioned yourself, like Bryce Young from Alabama, guy's like 185 pounds soaking wet. You know, there's not like that guy like a Trevor Lawrence or someone we've been hearing about for years. Now, listen, a Joe Burrow can come out of nowhere at all times, but I'd probably say Baker would be better than any of the quarterbacks coming out of this class.
I mean, the knock on Bryce Young is he's short. Guess who else is pretty short?
Yeah, Baker. And he's shown that he can play in the NFL even though he's short.
He can play, but I mean, I don't think, honestly, like, we just see Baker completely differently. I don't see him as like a Josh Allen type, even in his wildest dreams. Like, he had one good year, but he had so much around him in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got an unbelievable line, unbelievable running back, and quality receivers. And he was good.
And a good defense.
And a good defense. Yeah. He was good 2 years ago. He was terrible last year. I mean, we all know.
It was bad.
We saw the Odell tape, and especially the one pass he missed that cost him a game against Odell. I know he was injured, but I don't see it there. And honestly, I don't think Baker would go, and I think there'd be seven quarterbacks to go ahead of him because no one's going to pay. Everyone would want a rookie on a first-year deal compared to Baker.
Right, but if you're committed to winning and say you want to win now and you don't want to have this, like, drop-off or rookie quarterback trying to, you know, like, let's be honest, you could, like, they won with Russell Wilson when he was on his rookie deal, but, like, the Seahawks defense now is good. It's not the Legion of Boom, you know, which was leading the way for that defense, along with Marshawn Lynch, like, that running the ball. Like, it'd be very different. You're bringing in a rookie at this point. To me, like, I'd love to know what DK Metcalf thinks about that. I would love to know, you know, if he would want a different situation, because I'm sure he doesn't want to start over. He's on the cusp of getting a huge deal.
Oh, if I own that team, I know they have a weird ownership situation. I am watching every Saturday, and I'm picking my quarterback for next year.
It's possible.
I mean, you have to, kind of. It's.
But see, I think Baker Mayfield, you could still pick a quarterback next year. You don't have to make this huge financial commitment to, like, a long-term commitment to Baker. You can date him and not marry him.
I don't know.
You don't have to You don't have to star in the progressive commercial.
I don't know if Baker's even a top 30 NFL quarterback right now.
Wow.
But look at the market. I mean, like, been sitting out there. Everyone knows they have Deshaun Watson.
Top 30, though? Like, you don't think he's better than... Do you think he's better than Daniel Jones?
Yes. But I don't think the Giants would want Baker Mayfield over Daniel Jones.
Well, we're going to see.
No, honestly, I really don't think they would. Like, Baker is... I don't think he's very well respected,
okay,
readily.
Do you think he's better than Jared Goff?
They're about the same.
Hmm.
You don't think? I mean, Goff's been more successful for sure, but I think they're about the same.
Do you think he's better than Tua?
No, Tua should not be starting in Miami. But
Jalen Hurts, your boy?
I would take Hurts over Baker right now.
Not paying him nearly as
but
much.
But these are all contract situations. Yeah, Baker's more polished quarterback.
I'm just saying
right
talent.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Let's
okay,
let's
maybe
say
30 was too low.
It.
30 was too low, but 20, definitely. Like, I mean, honestly, it's like, do you think Baker's... Why would you say Baker's better than Goff? Like, what has Baker done?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like...
Goff's had a lot more success than Baker. He had a 32-touchdown season. Like, he was, like, second or third in the league in rating. Like, he's had big seasons.
I guess. I mean, when I think of Jared Goff, I don't really think of a winner. I don't think of a guy who's a great decision maker. I don't really see...
No, yeah, but... Yeah.
I mean, I know they went to the Super Bowl, but we know that wasn't about Goff.
Yeah, but he had a huge year. Like, when I think of Baker Mayfield, I think of a guy who's going to be on the bench.
Wow. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Agree with Perloff. Baker Mayfield, 30th? What'd you say? You amended it.
You know what? I'm going to amend it because, like, I think with the contract...
Stick with the 30.
I'll go 20. I'll go 20. He's not top 20.
It's a milder take. Hot take is 30.
Well, I mean, look at the marketplace. Where is Baker Mayfield? The Panthers. The Panthers have Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
They have Sam Darnold
and
starting.
And now Matt Corral.
Corral's a third-round pick, so that slots as a backup. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Darnold last year.
The first three games, he was good, and then as soon as Christian McCaffrey got hurt, it was like, what the hell happened to the team? It's like, yep, that's...
And they were...
It struck midnight on Darnold.
They were handed Baker Mayfield and said, no thanks.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want to pay. Remember, Cam Newton beat out.
Pay $19 million. That's nothing for a quarterback.
I know, but they're already paying
$19
million.
30th in quarterback pay.
855-212-4227. What do you think of the Seahawks? Should Baker Mayfield be an obvious sign or trade for Seattle? Or do you agree with Perloff that Baker Mayfield is maybe the 20th, but originally he said the 30th? Best quarterback.
Well,
in the
if
league.
You put the contract situation, I'm very comfortable with 30th. Like, I'd much rather have a guy who's in his second year is getting paid $8 million a year.
Well, of course. But, like, if we just take the contract out of it, do you really think Baker Mayfield is the 20th or 30th? But somewhere between
definitely.
20 and 30.
Definitely.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to make a list right now on the break.
Okay. We'll come back with that. I'm going to make my own list. How about that? We got a lot to do on the Maggie and Perloff show right here on this Friday. Coming up next, well, Perloff's list, that's for sure. And, of course, one NBA superstar is on the verge of a comeback. We have the details for you in just a minute. Don't move. It is Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and Sirius XM Channel 158.